Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, July 28, 2025, and we have a great mix of health, fitness, and wellness headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Xtant Medical partners with B2i Digital to educate investors on its orthobiologics innovation and market opportunity. Xtant Medical Holdings has partnered with B2i Digital to educate investors on its orthobiologics innovation and market opportunity. This collaboration will provide centralized, investor-focused content to help retail and institutional audiences gain insight into Xtant's orthobiologics platform and long-term value proposition. Xtant, a global medical technology company, offers a full-service portfolio of regenerative medicine products for orthopedic and neurosurgical specialists. With a robust R&D pipeline and strong business fundamentals, including a 29% year-over-year revenue increase in fiscal year 2024, Xtant is well-positioned for long-term growth within the multi-billion dollar orthobiologics market. B2i Digital, founded in 2021 by David Shapiro, will leverage digital marketing technologies to connect key players in the markets through its featured conference, featured company, and featured expert programs.
GeoVax reports second quarter 2025 financial results and provides business update. GeoVax Labs Inc. reported favorable European regulatory guidance for GeoMVA, showcasing streamlined development. Additionally, GeoCM04S1 displayed robust immune responses in CLL patients at EHA 2025. Gedeptin demonstrated strong safety and efficacy for solid tumors at AAC 2025. The company's financial results for the second quarter ended June 30, 2025, showed a net loss of $5,369,783. Revenue from government contracts totaled $852,282. R&D expenses were $4,728,998, and G&A expenses were $1,542,190. GeoVax's cash balance at June 30, 2025 was $393,862. The company also issued patents for novel vaccine constructs and Gedeptin therapy. Dr. Senthil Ranganathan was appointed Vice President, Technical Development and CMC Operations. A conference call will be held today at 4:30 p.m. ET to discuss financial results and corporate updates.
Tech Media Breaks, 51 Labs Inc., OTCIFTY, to host July 28th virtual shareholder teleconference featuring Nobel laureate Dr. James Orbinski. 51 Labs Inc. will host a virtual shareholder teleconference on July 28, 2025, featuring Nobel laureate Dr. James Orbinski. The event will focus on AI-driven drug repurposing, a $1 million R&D investment, and plans for a biotech acquisition by 2027. Management's $350,000 personal investment and deferred salaries show alignment with shareholders. CEO Paul Arora highlighted the company's focus on off-patent drug repurposing and adaptive trials for global health impact. 51 Labs Inc., based in Melbourne Fell, drives innovation in health, wellness, and biotechnology through subsidiaries like Genetic Networks LLC and 51 LLC. For more information, visit 51labs.com. Investor News Breaks, 51 Labs Inc. 5TY, to host July 28th virtual shareholder teleconference featuring Nobel laureate Dr. James Orbinski. 51 Labs Inc. will host a virtual shareholder teleconference on July 28, 2025, featuring Nobel laureate Dr. James Orbinski. The event will showcase the company's strategic roadmap for subsidiary 51 AI Labs, including AI-driven drug repurposing, a $1 million R&D investment, and plans for a $5 to $10 million biotech acquisition by 2027. CEO Paul Arora highlighted the company's focus on off-patent drug repurposing and adaptive trials for global health impact. For more information, visit the company's website at 51labs.com. Dr. Ana Chacon of Miami Derm on the cover of Negocios magazine, Negocios magazine's latest edition features Dr. Ana Chacón on the cover, a nationally recognized dermatologist and visionary entrepreneur. Dr. Chacón holds active medical licenses in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and other territories, offering telemedicine services nationwide. Over 50% of her consultations are done online, providing same-day care through a concierge-style system. Chacón's clinic in Miami is known for quality service, technological innovation, and a human approach. She emphasizes the importance of skincare routines, hydration, sun protection, diet, and lifestyle choices for healthy skin. Read the full article in Negocios magazine for more insights. Negocios magazine, founded by Eduardo Hapke and Karen Blanco, is a leading Spanish-language business publication in South Florida, available in print, digital, and online formats, with a strong social media presence and distribution through various platforms.
Investor news breaks. Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc., NBS, announces $3.8 million warrant exercise agreement. Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc., has announced an agreement with current warrant holders to exercise certain existing warrants, generating approximately $3.8 million in gross proceeds. Ladenburg Thalmann & Co. Inc. will act as the exclusive placement agent for the transaction. In exchange for immediate exercise, holders will receive new inducement warrants to purchase up to 4,046,456 shares at $1.09 per share. The proceeds will fund the completion of the company's 510K filing with the FDA for its fingerprint drug screening system and support working capital. The closing is expected around July 28, 2025, subject to customary conditions. Clean Inc. CLNN offers investors a compelling entry into the growing ALS market with key FDA milestones for lead drug candidate. Clean Inc., listed on NASDAQ as CLNN, is making significant strides in the ALS market with its lead drug candidate, CNM-08. The company is aiming for potential FDA accelerated approval in 2026, in a market projected to reach $1.3 billion by 2034. Clean's focus on mitochondrial dysfunction in neurodegenerative diseases sets it apart, with key FDA meetings in 2025 expected to boost investor confidence. Biomarker and survival data from 150-plus patients are crucial for regulatory approval, with NFL data anticipated in Q4 2025. Clean plans to kick off a Phase 3 ALS trial in early 2026 and has a late-stage MS program in the works. Investors seeking exposure to innovative biopharma solutions for underserved markets should keep an eye on Clean, NASDAQ CLNN, a company dedicated to improving mitochondrial health and neuronal function in diseases like ALS and MS.
A news breaks. Lantern Pharma NANAS appoints Dr. Lee T. Shallop to board to bolster AI-driven precision oncology. Lantern Pharma RN has appointed Dr. Lee T. Shallop, MD, to its board of directors. With over 20 years of experience in biotechnology leadership, Dr. Shallop's expertise in developing targeted therapies for solid tumors aligns with Lantern's AI-powered drug development platform. Lantern CEO Pana Sharma highlighted Dr. Shallop's neuro-oncology experience and strategic transactions, emphasizing the collaboration to accelerate precision oncology programs. Lantern Pharma is leveraging AI and genomic data to revolutionize oncology drug discovery, with a focus on delivering novel therapies for patients with limited treatment options. To learn more, visit Lantern Pharma's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.